Welcome. This week's Parshas Veschanan, a lot of highlights from Parshas Veschanan. Among those are the Aseres Hadibros. If you liked them the first time, you'll love them this time even more. Now, there are differences between the Aseres Hadibros. In fact, last week we had a little bit of an impromptu Edo's women's trip to the Dead Sea Scrolls. And in the Dead Sea Scrolls, they have there in the presentation a copy of the Aseres Hadibros, the Ten Commandments from the Dead Sea Scrolls. And I turned to the women and I said to them, can you tell me if this comes from Shmos or from Devarim? Because there are differences. And one of the things we looked at was the last of the Ten Commandments. That is Lo Sachmod, you shall not covet. So if you look at our version of it, it says, Lo sachmod eishas reyachot v'lo sis aveh beis reyachot sodeyu v'avdo v'amaso sharo v'chamaro v'chol asher reyachot. Compare that to Yisro, right? In Yisro, when they have the last one, it says, Lo sachmod beis reyachot v'lo sachmod eishas reyachot v'avdo v'amaso v'sharo v'chamaro v'chol asher reyachot. Same or different? How different? Well, I have examples. I don't like one. It was like 1 to 10. Correct. Right. In Shemos, it says twice Lo Sachmod, and then this, and here it says Lo Tis Aveh. It adds a new word and perhaps a new commandment. Now, what? Let's start the basic. Correct. There are other changes as well. Eishes Re'echa
comes first
as opposed to Beis Re'echa. That gets flipped. Sadehu doesn't make it into the first one, makes it into the second one. There are other differences as well. Correct. The question is, I decided, you know what? I say, Marsha, I want to do something with my life. I want to violate all of the Ten Commandments. So how do I violate not coveting? If I just turned around and said, okay, if I just say, wow, that's a mighty nice pink shirt you're wearing today. I wish that I could have such a pink shirt. Would I have violated this?
I don't think wishing is a violation.
So what do you think is a violation?
Well, if I force you to sell me your pink shirt, it's not going to go up because I pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I put enough pressure on you to sell it even though wasn't for sale.
If I make you an offer that you...
So
let's say, Marsha, $50,000 for that shirt.
All right. Sold. That sounds... I'll even for half that.
Oh, okay.
Marsha, don't get on.
Quite. So you think that's Lo Sachmod?
I'm not sure about the outlandish price, but let's say it's a fair price.
Right. Okay. $150.
Well, let's say you're jealous of someone.
Right, so let's get an idea of what they say. So that's what I want to focus on.
So you could do Lashon Hara against them because you're jealous of them?
It's very difficult to prove because it happens in your thought.
Oh, well, again, no. So that's you think that it's a thought crime.
On first reading, it looks like.
At first blush, it seems that way. But Alex doesn't think that way. Right? Alex says if you can think whatever you want, but it's actions that we care about. And obviously, if I stole it, that would be a different issue. So therefore, Alex says, it must be a case where I pressure you into selling. But I think we're not sure about if I pressure you by offering you an outlandish amount of money.
I don't think it's thought. I think it's if you announce it. For example, I say, I really like that, as you were giving before, I really like that item.
No, I really
if I'm thinking something, how do you know?
So you, well, again, late breaking news, I'm not actually God. So therefore, it doesn't matter if I know it or not. But God happens to be God, and he knows what you're thinking. Right? So that's the question here. So we start with the Yalkut Shimoni, back in Parshas Yisro. It says, Afilu chomei bedibor. What if I just say, I really want that. I really, really want them. Talmud Lomad Lo Sachmod Kesev Izahav Aleim Lakhtalacha. Mala Hala Halon Achiyasa Masa Avkan Achiyasa Masa. He said that obviously just merely thinking and feeling some way is not an avera, the Medrash says, and I have to actually act upon it. When I act upon it, then that's a violation of it. If I don't act upon it, now what act are we talking about? So we start with the Rambam here. Rambam is number 4. Hilchos Gezeira Va'aveda. The Rambam says, Kol ha-chomed avdo o amaso o beso v'kelev shachavero o kodover. If I am chomed, I remember in YU we had this situation at one point where one of the vice presidents had a very good secretary and the president walked in and stole the secretary. Right? So I guess that would be considered chomed amaso. Right? Or, right? Well,
am I inaccurate?
You are inaccurate, okay. Yes. So, because, or your evet, or I like your house, or I like your stuff. Oh, kol davar she'yesh lo shigneu, anything that is purchasable, mimeno v'hichmed alav b'ro'im v'hiftzer bo ad she'lachu mimeno. And I keep on pressuring you. Come on, Josh, sell it. I need it. Right? Come on. You don't really need Antonia that much. I'll pay you top dollar for it, right? So that the Rambam says is lo sachmod, that I pressure you until the point something that's not for sale, that you sell it to me. Afal pisha nosen lo domim rabim, even if I pay an awful lot of money for it. Hareza over below saseh shnema lo sachmod. Ve'en lokin al lav zeh, but you don't get malchus for it. Why? Because I haven't actually done anything. So Rav Shein Bo Masa. Ain't over Barav Ze Achi Yikah Hefet Shachamad. And I'm not over until I actually take possession. No, you don't get Malchus because it's the Rav Shein Bo Masa. No, they're still not, he says.
Still no Maisa?
Still no Maisa. That bothers you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You could have been the Ravid.
Right, because it's an action.
Well, the Rabbi sometimes agrees with me.
Rabbi, I know someone years ago, and this person, a woman, had quite a few emotional problems. The parents were much, much older, and they didn't have the mother work to support the family, really. And so she really had like an inferiority complex. So there was fashionable things for women to have big bracelets with all these charms on it, like they're in Miami Beach. So rich women in town bought these junky, but they were big gold things. And here she was in high school and the family didn't have much. But she so, I think, coveted this, that she had to be like the other girl. I think they wore some girls, their aunts had it, they wore them to school or something. So she thought they owned them or whatever. And her mother went and bought her one. Now, is this because she was jealous, because she coveted?
Well, again, she does sound like she coveted it, but again, I assume her mother bought it in a store.
Yeah.
And in the store, it was for sale.
Right.
So only if you go and you pressure someone into selling that doesn't want to sell is it a problem, according to this opinion. But in fact, the
pressure to buy is different.
Right. That's standard business.
But they come
at something that happens quite often. Okay. The casual guy, somebody walks into another house, sees a nice watch or anything, and somebody will say, this is so nice. The other guy takes it on the same. Here, have it.
That never happened to me. This happens to you.
It does happen sometimes. You, and maybe they feel uncomfortable and they pressure to be given.
So again, that doesn't sound to be hiftziro baroyim, as the Rambam says. It doesn't sound like you put undue pressure on it. Yes, Patty. Patty.
As a child, when we learned about coveting, the standard was, do not covet your neighbor's wife.
Well, that is one of the 7 things. Donkey is also on the list. Okay, we'll just leave it at that. Is that enough? Okay. So that's the Rambam's opinion. The Rambam's opinion is that lo sachmud is violated when I put undue pressure onto someone to sell something that they were not interested in selling. And that is not an offense that you get malchus for because it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. The Ravid makes two statements on this, both of them very important and very relevant. Hasagas ha'ravid in number 4. Ko ha'chomer avdo o amaso afal pisha nasam lo damim yakarim. That's the quote from the Rambam. Amr Avram. Avram says, that's the Ravid. Lo amar rotza ani. So he makes the following statement. It's only lo sachbod if the person doesn't say, I agree. Meaning that if I turn around and I offer $25,000 for the shirt, she'll be tickle pink to take it, which is good because you won't have her pink shirt anymore. Right? So there, and that would not be a violation according to the Ravid. The Ravid says that's only if she's only when I offer her true value, 75 cents for her shirt. And at that point, you know, she feels.
Well,
she,
well,
yeah.
Let me ask you a
question. Yeah.
If I steal something and pay for it,
we'll get to that.
You what?
Yes, that's, you're a chamsin.
You mean go in and take it and leave the money?
Yeah.
Oh, who does that?
The same person that gives out the watches by Yossi.
How is that? You know what that means theoretically?
No. What? I didn't hear what you said.
Okay, I'll listen to.
I'm wondering if that's been a learning.
So we said that's a third category which we will get to. So just hold off on doing it for the time being. Yet. Thank you. Good. Okay. So Ravid's point number 1 is that lo sachmod is only a case where I pressure you and you don't agree. The Rambam never said that. Right? The Rambam sounded like if I pressure you and you agree, that's a problem as well. Next.
But the action doesn't happen until you agree.
Well, again, there's times where I agree because it's genug shein, you're making me crazy. And there's other times, well, if that's what you're offering. Right? Yeah, right. Again, what I hear happening more is people knocking on people's doors and saying, how'd you like to sell your house? I want to buy your house. That happens, right? So according to the Ravid, if they really make an offer, you can't refuse. They figure, wow, if I get this money, I can move to Lakewood with my kids, and then I'll never have to work a day in my life with the leftovers. That's not lo sachmod according to the Ravid, but the Rambam would say would seem that it would have a problem with it. Ravid, that was point number 1. Point number 2 by the Ravid. Next, ve'im lokin alav shin zeh she'ein bo ma'isa. Am Avram lo re'isi davar teima gadol mizeh. I've never seen anything that the Rambam has written which is wilder than this. Why? Shut those fatting words. The heichon ma'isa gadol minitilas chayfes. What's more of a ma'isa? As he's quoting Alex here. Then actually taking it. I guess it's a lav shein bo ma'isa. Ava ho yelo momar b'neshu chayv b'tashlumen. There's a different reason you don't get malchus. Why? Because you can undo it. I can give it back to you and take. I can undo the deal, and then therefore I can make the avera go away. Just like if somebody steals something, you have to pay back. You also get lashes for it. You ever wonder?
No, you wouldn't if you paid.
It's a lava nita klase.
Correct. It's a lava nita klase because it says veheshev es hagazel asher gazel. That you know, if you go and you're supposed to return it, you return it, and that's that. So therefore, you don't get malchus. That's so to here. I can undo it. And that's why I don't get malchus. The Ravid says nothing to do with lav shein bo ma'isa because it definitely was a ma'isa here. Right, so he said, you have to return it. So we right now have two opinions as to what is lo sachmod. Opinion number 1 is the Rambam. If I pressure you into selling it, even if you're happy to sell it, that is a problem. The Ravid says, no, if I pressure you and you agree, but begrudgingly, that's what lo sachmod is.
What do you do with the word below the tablet?
You're going to hold it for the time being. Just put it in your pocket, make sure it doesn't go anywhere. Okay, we'll get back to it. Now, moving right along, we have two Gemaras now to look at. We start with the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Bava Metzia talks about the following case. If I go and you give me something to watch for you, and then I say to you, it was stolen. it was lost. Now, if something is stolen, and I was watching it, do I have to pay for it?
Depends on how much shomer you are.
Correct. If I am a shomer chinam, then I don't have to. If I'm a shomer sacher, then I do have to pay for it. Shomer chinam means I'm doing it out of the goodness of my heart,
okay.
And shomer sacher means I'm doing it out of the goodness of the paycheck you're giving me to watch it. So, in the event that I'm getting a paycheck and it gets stolen, I have to pay for that. If I was doing you a favor, then I don't have to pay for it. What if I was doing you a favor and I say it was stolen? So what's going to happen now? Now I'm going to have to pay up for it. So the Gemara says, I have to swear it was stolen. Why?
Because maybe you took it.
Maybe I took it, I just want to pay for it.
Yeah, you have to swear that you don't have it.
I have to swear that I don't have it. So the Gemara asks, how would the Gemara assume that you have to swear that you don't have it? Wait, why do you trust? You think I'm a ganav, but I'm not going to swear falsely? The Gemara says.
Right.
What's swearing mean? So Hashem Nami Morav Omer. He says no, because he's Mora Heter. He says I'm not stealing. I'm not a ganav. I don't take things that are mine. I'm paying for it, right? Right. So again, lying he can't justify in his mind. But he can justify his mind keeping this because he's paying for it. So Rav Achim b'Difter Ravina v'haka over al Rav de lo sach mode. Oh, boy, isn't that lo sach mode? Right? What do you mean he justifies it? Even if you pay, it's the lo sach mode. So this is an important one in the Gemara. Lo sach mi le'inshi b'lo dami mashmalu. People think it's only lo sach mode if you don't pay for it. But so in fact, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, you say, all right, the guy, he's doing an aver of Lo Sachma. Nah, the guy thinks Lo Sachma. That talks about the Ganovim do Lo Sachma. Not me, I'm paying for it. So what would you say from the Gemara? Lo Sachma is when you pay for it or only when you don't pay for it?
No,
people will think that way,
yeah,
right? But really, what's the Gemara saying?
When you pay for it, huh?
Right, the Gemara is saying that if you that you know even if you do pay for it, even that's the case. Right, that's exactly what's
does
going
it matter
on.
If you were watching it for me, and that I know that you took it and you wanted it, and so
well,
does
if you
that
know,
make
no,
any difference?
No, why does it make a difference? Again, I say it was stolen. So the Gemara there seems to be supporting what we read in the Rambam, right? The Rambam and the Ravid, that Lo Sachma means if it's only when I pay for it, that's Lo Sachma. Next Gemara, and this is going to answer a question that we had earlier. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that there are certain people that the rabbis said could not testify. It has a list of people, right? If you bet on football, can't testify. Say, Hal and Yom Ha'atzmaut, can't testify. I might just added that one. Okay.
That's why Steve
was paying attention.
If you watch football, what did you say about football? You can't.
Oh, if you eat footballs, you can't testify.
Oh.
So, pigskin. You can't eat pigskin. So, let's take a look at the Gemara 6. Tana hosifa leim ha-gazlanim va-ha-chamsanim. So the Gemara says that they added two more people, a gazlan, someone who steals, and a chamsin.
Which is
a chamsin is somebody who steals but pays for it. So it says, gazlan doraisu. The Gemara says, wait a second. Why did the rabbis have to add that? Isn't that according to Torah if you're a robber? Well, no, it's talking about a case if a child finds something on the street. Who owns it? So technically, until the father picks up, nobody owns it,
yeah.
Right? So according to the Torah, if I grab something from the kid, I'm not a ganav. On the other hand, I'm not a tzaddik either. Stealing candy from a baby is not the type of thing that we support.
The child finds
the
something.
The child comes to shul.
Mm-hmm.
Irving gives Traif candy. Now I grab it from
Irving.
Him. Now what's going to happen, right? So really, the child doesn't have ownership.
He does. Well, what about an adult if you find some money
that's different, but we're not talking about an adult. We're talking about
Irving.
Am I disturbing you? No, I'm not? Okay, good. I was just concerned for a moment. Sorry. So the Gemara is telling us that if you steal something from a child, that really midoraisa yishvel, but they midrabbanan, they said that that's not the type of guy we want testifying. Meikara sover mitzias chayr shod v'katan lo shkricha inami v'shadake shom v'alma. Okay, kim the chosen souls of b'monu the kashachri pasur. Once they see the bottom line is even though midoraisa, this is a guy who's grabbing candy from a baby. It's not a trustworthy fellow. Hacham sonim. So what's with these chamsonim? That's also daraisa, isn't it? Meikara sover damika yahiv. They originally thought, well, he's paying for it. Akrai ba'almohu. Kaven the chazu, the kachatvi gozumarab. They see he's grabbing things. He's grabbing things, he's leaving the money. That's not a good thing, so he can't either. Tosfos has a question about this guy, the chamsin. The chamsin is the guy, he grabs things, but he pays for it. So what's the story with our friend, the chamsin? He's not our friend. We don't hang out with that type.
Coming in to take my father's pocket watch.
Right, your father's ashes. At least $20.
Right, whatever it's worth anymore. But this item was never for sale.
Right, I wasn't interested.
So he breaks in, or he just finds it?
He's visiting.
What?
He's visiting the house, and
he comes over for dinner, and he walks out with the silverware. It happens.
Cool, sure.
Well, you know how it is.
Well, but I never have heard of someone leaving money for what they're taking without somebody else.
Yeah, he's not.
They don't do that nowadays. People don't do that nowadays.
So Tosfos has a question about this. Tosfos has a question. So wait a second. He said, well, why is this through Rabbanan? We just that should be Los Ahmad, right. What he's doing, right? He's basically, even if you tell me he's buying it, but he's buying it from a person who doesn't want to sell it. So the Gemara, he didn't talk about lifts on midrashim, the cover of the Rav de Los Achmod. So why doesn't the Gemara ask that question? But Yesh Romo de Los Achmod Mashmud de Lo Yahiv Dami. He says no, Los Achmod is only if you don't pay for it. What? What? Are you kidding me? So he's against the Rambam, he's against the Ravid, right? Both of them say that. Okay, but Tosfos can argue with the Rambam and the Ravid. That's not a problem.
And why isn't he calling the neighbor?
So it could be both. Yeah. So what? Just because it's Geneva. So there's an iser. There's an iser called Hasagas Gavul. Hasagas Gavul isn't what you think it is. It's maybe what you think it is. Hasagas Gavul means that you're not allowed to move. If you're in Israel, you can't move your friends into your neighbors. You can't move the borders. Right? That's an iser of Hasagas Gavul. Moving the fence. No, no. I'm saying that I live. Good fences make good neighbors, right? So me and Marsha, we're good neighbors, and I'm what?
And
she has an extra swell, happens to be.
And you keep moving the fence.
So so if you do it here, it's not.
That explains what happened on Hudson Street.
Well, whatever. It's all because of the rabbits.
So
if I move the fence, what? But wait a second. Ask me the obvious question. Isn't that Geneva? Isn't that stealing? Right, so the answer is, yeah, it is. It's both. It's both. It's Geneva and it's, so too here. It's Geneva and it's Los Ahmad. Doesn't have to be one or the other.
You're stealing the land.
You're stealing the land, and that's bad.
No, that's
not
good.
So you better stop, Marshall.
Okay.
So that's what he's saying. But okay, so he's against the Rambam. He's against the Ravid, but that's not a problem. Tosfos can argue the Rambam and the Ravid. What is a problem? What is a problem is he's against the Gemara. Didn't the Gemara say, oh, that's what people think? Yeah, people think it's only if you don't pay money. But wait a second, that's what Tosfos thinks. So Tosfos himself points out, he says, wait a second, Yesh Roma Dro Sachmud Mashmid Lo Yahiv Dami. Yav Dami, Rekka Rav Dro Sachmud Kram. If you pay for it, it's not Lo Sachmud. Lo Sachmud is only if I steal it, according to Tosfos. Vim Toma Ham Rina Bepera Kamu the Bamatsia. Wait a second, what about number 5 on our sheet? It says Lo Sachmud Bro Dami Mashmud Hu Mashmud the Inchi Dafkahu. He says, doesn't say, oh, this is what people think. That's why they're not also midaraisa. Umeshama kach avol heim toim. Doesn't sound like they're wrong if they held this. The Lo Sachmud have a feel of the yav dummy. Right? So he says, so Tosfos, how can you get up and say this? You're against that Gemara. The answer is, Yeshroma mashmaru de kamar ratzroma nami. Dechenu emes. Yeah, people think that, and you know what? They're right. That's what Tosfos offers. People think this. And so he gives another answer, but it's
so,
unbelievable.
So why does he say that there's a, well, I know why, because the Tigno doesn't mean steal, it means kidnap.
Right, and the Torah said divros. Right, right. So at the bottom. So again. So now let's review. What is lo sachmon? We have three opinions at this point. According to the Rambam, if I buy something that you didn't want to sell, right? Even if you agree, it's lo sachmon. A. According to the Ravid, if I buy something and you don't really agree, that's lo sachmon. According to the Ravid, If I pay you fair value, according to Tosfos, if I pay you fair value, whether you agree, whether you disagree, it might not be a nice thing, but it's not lo sachmon. Three opinions here. Unbelievable. The Magid Mishnah. I have no idea how number six, how five appears as number one again afterwards. Must be a dibbuk, I think we've had during this. Magid Mishnah answers the question of the Ravid, the other question. Right? If you remember, this was the Alex question. He turns around and he says, how can you tell me that Lo Sachmon is a Lav Shein Bo Maisa? You're paying for it. So I'll do it outside. The Magid Mishnah is an unbelievable Chiddush. You know what the Magid Mishnah says? You know what the Issur of Lo Sachmon, according to the Rambam, is? It's to covet something too much. Now, what's the definition of too much? What's the definition of too much, right? I don't know. I walk in there, you know, I see, woo, I like that.
Because sometimes
you have a right to like it. I walk into someone and say, oh, that's it's such a beautiful new oven you have. I wish I had a Zion oven. So is that too much?
Because you can admire something and say, gee, I'd love to have it.
Right,
but
so,
that's not
so what,
really coveting in
so Avi is saying correctly. Avi says that the definition of too much is when I actually go out of my way and I put money down, and I convince you to sell it. So therefore, even though
or let's say you go to the store and buy another one, you buy the same thing the next day. You would not buy it again.
That's not a problem. It's for sale.
There is. You are coveting in a sense of that.
But it's not usher.
There's no damage to the curse.
Right? There's no problem. You can do that. That's how advertising works, isn't it? Right? So the Magid Mishnah understands the Rambam as follows. It's very interesting. The Isser is not to buy the thing. There's nothing wrong with buying the thing. The thing is, the Isser is that you got yourself mentally into such a state that you needed it so bad that you pressured the person into doing it. So based on that, we understand what he's saying. That even if the guy says, Rotsani, right? If I offer her $5,000, right? And she says, no, I love this. This is sure it's the last thing I have left from Winnemucca. I will never give it up. Right? So I say, okay, you'll never give it up? How about $10,000? Sold! Right? Right? So that, again, the fact that she agrees to it doesn't make it any better. Because the problem was how much, in fact, when I give her that much till she agrees to it, it makes it worse. Right. That's why the Rambam disagrees with the Ravid, and that's why he says it's a lav shein bo maisa. Because the buying wasn't the maisa. The maisa was the fact that I had gotten myself mentally into such a place that I insisted that I would spend that much money for it.
So does there have to be an object involved? What about a service? I want that lawyer to represent me. I'm sorry, my caseload is. No, I really want that guy to represent me.
So I would think so. Again, we said Avdo va'amoso, right? Those were in the pasuk. So it could mean that you buy it. It could be that I just get her to do the dishes on Matzah Shabbos. Right?
Uh-oh.
I've heard Alex says so many nice things about Nelly. Alex loves Nelly. I wish I had Nelly. But one day, you know, and then I'll have clean curtains also.
I think so.
Yes.
How does Tolu B'Zovin play into this then?
So the Lechem Mishnah discussed Tolu B'Zovin, but I didn't put it on the sheet because that's we got to keep it limited. But look up the Lechem Mishnah there; you'll get all the answers you want. It talks about what about Tolu B'Zovin for kedushin. What about, goes through the whole nine yards? Yes.
But Avdo V'Amasa, that's
to buy.
Well, my point is, I'm cutting. There's Lo Sachmor on your Eved.
Right.
It's me against you, but in your case, it's. I mean, that I'm covering your time.
Again, the way I see the question is Lo Sachbet only on buying or is even on renting?
Okay.
Right? So I would think that it applies to renting as well.
But what I'm covering is you yourself as opposed to something you own. Is that what you're asking me? It's renting your time.
Right. So at the end of the day, a doctor's your heaven.
No, I'm not fixing
you fix my grandfather's toilet.
I'm not
sure
you're going to start that.
How can you say no? Fine. So that is the Magid Mishnah's point, and that really explains to us the Rambam. Right? All the questions of that's why you see the Rambam does not agree with the Ravid. The Ravid sees that there's something actually wrong, you know, that if I'm selling you something and you don't really want to sell it, it's a form of Geneva. Right? Right now, again, I have my grandfather's kittel, right? So what's my grandfather's kittel worth to you? $5, $10, to me, $10,000, right? You come over and you say, you want it, give me $20 for it. So you gave me fair value, but according to the Ravid, that's Geneva. Because for me, it wasn't worth it. I never wanted to sell it. And even though that's fair value, according to the Rambam, has nothing to do with that. It's not a matter of Geneva. It's a matter of what I'm feeling inside. And the fact that I'm so chomed it, that in fact is where I've gone wrong. Now, our limits of what is lo sachmod. Let's take a look at number 9, the medrash, the mechilta, the Rashbi says yachol lo yomer levai eini keino levai sari kasaro. Ah, I wish that I had blue eyes like him. I Yitzi Mailer. What? No, he doesn't. Okay. I wish I had straight blonde hair like Yitzi Mailer. right, etc. I wish I could boogie like Shy, you know, something like that, you know. Right? So is that Lo Sachmod? So the Medrash says no, because
you can do it with contact lenses.
Right. So he says, right. So he says, Talmud Lomar Shoro Vechamoro Avdo Vamoso. Right. This right. Base of this idea. Ma elu miyuchadim devarim sheefshelhem lovo tachas yadcha. Only if something that I would have to get it from you. I would have to gain and you would have to lose. That's the only thing that's Lo Sachmod. You know, if I want a hairdo like your hairdo, go to O'Brien's and get it done.
How does Ishto come into the question here? Next question.
What?
You're not allowed to be Sachmod Ishto.
Right. So again, it's right. Five camels. So again, I remember a case in the Beis Din which was on. I'm not going to say it on recording. A very well known case of a Hollywood superstar who convinced a woman to divorce her husband and marry him.
That sounds like
right, that's the answer. Right, that's how you could be chomed. I can take your wife away from you.
So that's it.
Yeah, right, there's...
Good marriage.
How do you know? What are you, all of a sudden you're the marriage counselor? For this you have to wake up? Give him something else to eat. What?
She can't divorce him.
Right.
To divorce her.
In Achinami,
you'll pay him $1 million.
Wasn't that a movie?
You'll pay him $1 million.
Well,
you'll pay the husband $1 million
again.
Divorce her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Palimony.
What about like Kamasofrim? Because Kamasofrim is
next marker. Right? Zohar says, Lo sachman lo pesek tamakral, v'itema afilu chamuda de'oraisa. Let's say I'm really generous. You're such a Talmud Chacham. You learn two blot every day, four blot on Shabbos. And I'm jealous of that.
Why? You can do the same thing I do.
Ah, what? Oh, what yeah. The? I could dream. So so what about, let's say, is that a problem of Los Sachmod? Right? So he said, Talmud Chacham, Akula, Avdus, Araisa, Klal, Vahai, Avdus, Prat, Beis Re'echot, Sadeh, Vahavdo, Kol, Mili, Da'alma. Well, sachmod is only applies to mili ba'alma, general things in this world. Aval oraisa, when it comes to Torah, I can be as jealous as I want. Iu chamudas tadir shashum ginzei dechaye yarka diyom ba'alma din ve'alma da'asi. This is something that's way beyond, right? So kina sofrim.
My question was the other way, though.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is if kina sofrim is something that's much, that's loud, but that's something where you're not acquiring anything, then that implies that you can't be jealous of something when you're not acquiring it if it's not kinesis sofrim. I mean, kinesis sofrim is only last.
I don't think, could be kinesis sofrim because you're not acquiring anything. Why can't that be the case?
Because then it would be kinesis sofrim, it would just be kinna in general.
Not kinna in general. I don't think we're going to be mata kinna all of a sudden.
No, but that's what it is. Kinesis sofrim is allowed because you're bringing you know, Torah into the world or whatever. But if you're...
So again, we're going to... Let's hold off on this because we're going to revisit this idea of kinna d'oraisa. We're going to... Towards the end. Now, okay, so far, we will review... We have three opinions as what is lo sachmod. Opinion of the Rambam is that if it's something that you have to, if you push me enough and you pay for it, that would be a problem, right? The Ravid says if you pay me but you don't pay me enough, that's a problem. And finally, you have the opinion of Tosis that if you don't pay at all, it's a problem. You pay me, we're good. So that is the third opinion here, right? And we said it's limited to items that can be bought, and there is an exemption for Torah. The Rambam now introduces a new avera, not so new. It's in this week's parsha. What's lo sisave?
Now that sounds more like it's
must,
not an action, but more of a thought or a desire.
Right. So
how do you prevent that?
Well, again, it's not like there are no thought mitzvahs out there. V'ahavta re'echa kamocha, lo sisna chavercha bilvavecha. I didn't say that they were easy, but that's not just. But you know, there's not. What? Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So, he says. Wait a second. Can there be thought crimes in Judaism?
Thought what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. We're not. No, that's the Goyim. Because I'm good.
She doesn't think. So.
Come on. Right now. Come on. Right outside. Come on.
Marcia, for those of you in internet land, Marcia has now dropped her gloves.
Yeah. Seriously. I thought because when Jimmy Carter said...
I think we might be off target on topic. I'm not sure, but that might be a little bit off of topic, Marsha.
Well, he said something about women.
Well, that's great. So we're moving right along.
And the Jews said, who cares what Jimmy Carter thinks in his mind?
Shlomo, do we actually ever edit these things? We might want to reconsider that policy.
Who cares what Jimmy... Because the Jew, he didn't act on it.
That's true. Okay, so moving, that's a good point, and I'm going to take that to heart. The Rambam introduces what is los hisave. So he says, "Kol hamisave beso o ishto vekelov shel chavero, v'chol keyotze behed v'shar dvarim she'efshelo leknosam." Okay, anything out there that I can possibly get ownership from. Once I begin to think, how can I acquire this? That's los hisave. The nifta libo bedover over below sase shnema los hisave the entaiva ela belay bolvad. So the Rambam says that just because we said los hachmod is only if you do something, that's los hachmod. That doesn't mean you're off the hook. Once it's in your mind and you're plotting, that's already an avera of los hisave. The smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gedolos is interested in this, let's say. Kasa Rabbeinu Moshe. Who's Rabbeinu Moshe? Rambam. That's the one. Lo tisava elosav chumoka el belev. Tava is lusting's in the heart. Mishasha tava believer over belav the lo tisava. Afal pishalo also maisa. Lo tisava is right away, even if I've done nothing about it. Hatava mi vili de chimud. Because that's going to lead you to do lo sachmod. Vachimud li de gezel. And then lo sachmod is going to lead me to steal it if you're not going to do it. Kamosha nema vachomdu batim vigozu. If you don't sell it to me, I'm going to steal it. And stealing leads to murder. Like the story of Achav. Achav wanted the field of Novos, his neighbor. Novos refused to sell. What did Achav do? He killed him to death. Yeah, pretty serious. Hine Ramadita. Over belav echad, that in fact when I just covet that when I just want it, there's one avera. Also maisa go she hipsi beroyim ubikshu she nenelo the nusnel over b'shnei lavin. Then if I pressure you to do it, that's two. Rosav rosachmo v'im gozel over b'shloshia. And then if you don't do it, now I'm over three. By 1 second, rosachmo I thought it was only if you buy it. So no, now what we said earlier. Once you've gotten yourself to a point that you're willing to do this, so by the time I steal something, I've already done three averis. I did Los Sisave, then I did Los Achmod, and then I did Los Higdol. Ad Kandavar.
For Isho, it only says Los Achmod. There's no Los Achmod.
Well, correct. So that might be a question. It's a good point, right? One could argue whether the wife is something that is purchasable. But I think the whole thing's wrong, the Smag says. First it says lo sachmo by the wife, then by the house it says lo sachmo. It sounds that if I covet your house, that's worse than if I covet your wife. Right. You could have been the Smag. Unbelievable. Because because by the wife it says don't do anything so it'll happen, right? Lo sachmo. But by the house it says don't even think about it. So I can think about stealing the wife. I can't think about stealing the house, right? You want to take my wife? Don't touch the car. Take my wife, please. Ella, hachimud v'hataiva hakol echad v'chem pirush onkelus. The Smag says, I disagree. There's no difference between Lo Sachmod and Lo Tisave. It's really all the same thing. Right? Right? Because he says, Lo Sor, V'chein V'nechmad, L'marid, Metagun, D'merga, G'mechsi, V'chein Pirish, Rabbeinu Shlomo, Ki HaKol Echad. Same thing that Rashi says in this week's Parsha. Very good. It's all the same thing. So there is a Machokas, whether there is such a thing as Lo Tisave. The Rambam says yes. So the Smag says no. So again, according to the Rambam, in fact, there is a problem. What we originally said in coveting, it's not losachmod, it's losisave. Not a big difference, right? I imagine, of course, you don't get malchus on this for various reasons. One is lav shein bo ma'aseh, and two, go try to prove it, that the person was thinking that, right? But still, God knows, and he'll punish for it. That's the Rambam. The Rambam disagrees. I wanted to, Bezalel Stern, who's a Rav in Australia, he points out, he says, Mahai time gufa ain't kan gamishim los tisave. So we're going to do the question after this. We just did a little out of order. He says, Kol misave beso ishto v'kelev shal chavero, kevin shechosh b'livo hech yitne dover zer, v'nifte b'livo b'dover over b'losa ase. So he says, I have to think about how am I going to buy this? And then, what I have to come up with a plan. That's los tisave. Not to have to think about it. I'm not going to say to myself, I want to buy this, but I have to start plotting. How can I possibly set up a way that I can buy this? Right? I think we mentioned at some point the what's called the Valderrama Library. The Valderrama was by a guy named Jack Lunzer. Jack Lunzer was a great collector of Svarim. He had a tremendous collection. He was English, and a friend of Hoodie's family. So the this Jack Lunzer found out that in Westminster Abbey, there was an original Bamberg Talmud in the basement. I definitely told you about this.
I don't know the story.
Right? It's a great, great story. Right? It's a great story that this was a Talmud that was purchased by Henry VIII, and he never bothered using it. He had a whole, like, this was, it's a tremendous story. And the Westminster Abbey didn't even know they had it. And he found it there. And he said, I'd like to buy it. And they said, no, this is part of our heritage. It's not for sale. So he said, Heritage, you didn't even know it was there. Like, get out of here, Heritage. So what he finally did is he went and he was able to buy the deed to Westminster Abbey. Then he approached them and said, let's just make a trade. And they did. Right? So that, again, I think he's passed on, so having a lichtig in Gan Eden, Jack Lunzer. But the question, so what he's saying is that you have to be ready planning what to do.
So right? Is that covenant, really?
Yeah. That's, okay. He right, sounds that way. He wanted that Talmud, which they didn't want to sell.
And he made a plan.
And he was a man with a plan, a canal plan. He got it. Done. So he says, what?
Where is that copy of the Talmud?
That copy of Talmud was for sale at Sotheby's a few years back, together with the rest of the collection. Ultimately, though, nobody bid on the entire collection. Opening bid, I think, was $25 million, right? We at Edos were only willing to go up to 17. That was our final offer, right? So that's why Hillel didn't get it for the library. but I think it's been sold off piecemeal, and I'm not absolutely sure where the Talmud went. It was sold, I believe, in the last year, though. So somebody can Google that.
You know, it's private versus institutional?
I am not sure. That's the beauty of Google.
Why would Henry VIII have any interest in it?
That's beyond the topic here. Scope of this discussion, Shlomo will tell you afterwards. So, because he remembers from last year. So he says that's the idea, that you really need a plan. Now, what's the case he's talking about? A very interesting case. I think Yossi will enjoy this one. The question is as follows, okay? Right? It says there was a certain case happened in a certain community, right? There's three dots. They take out what the community is. Shagil shavichena bari batim, right? They should live in Bilel. Oh, hechin latzman kemach shmura shal pesach etzorach hafiyas matzis mitzvah bera pesach haga pesach habolin l'tova. So what happened was that the chassidim have the minig that they bake matzis mamash on erev pesach. Right? That's their minig. And unfortunately, these chassidim were not prepared. Raka gargoyin avbezin shal kili hoi ksas kemach kazeh. It happened to be the Abbezin, he was prepared. He had shmura flour, so he was able to bake his own matzahs on Erev Pesach. Acher Gemara, fias ha-matzahs nikshu misver barabatim el harav, v'bikshu mimenu losei shlem matzahs mitzvah l'tzor el seder. So a bunch of barabatim came to the Abbezin and said, you know, Rebbe, can we have some of your matzahs? Ha-goin ha-bezin shlita nosrehen ad kama shehaya sofik b'yisipik b'yodov lo hishir asma urak adei tzorch mitzimtzim. So what was he able to do? He left the bare minimum for himself and he gave out all of his matzahs. Was there here maybe Rashi Balabatim Tamachachem Mucher Yadua? So one of the Balabatim talking to learn said, "Wait, he also here Balabat Levakish Meis Rashi Yitun Lehem Matzis Mitzvah Sanal." You can't ask him for the matzis. Why? So it's Achmed. We're in for sale. Came in Shemitzis Elo Nef or Matzis Elo Nef of Vom Dulu Mechira. The rabbi wasn't interested in selling matzis. He wanted to eat matzis. Here Rashi Yitun Letzoch Atzvah. He just baked them for himself. He's not in the matzah business. So is this an Avera? And therefore they responded and said, he said, no, I have the Zohar. The Zohar says, for mitzvahs it's okay. And this matzah is a matzah's mitzvah. If I wanted the Av Beis Din's car, all right, that would be Los Achmod. But who wants the Av Beis Din's car? We know what the Yadim get paid. It runs well downhill. So, So what's the answer? It's a long tshuva. So he says, in fact, that you look in the Zohar, and the Zohar does, in fact, say that midor only a raisa. But he says, no, this is a misunderstanding. I can be jealous of your Torah knowledge, but not of your Torah. If I want to buy your Sefer Torah, you can't say, oh, I have a heter. I want your tefillin. Oh, that's okay. No. He says that the heter of Lo Sachmu not applying to Mili Deshmaya, that means, oh, I wish I could give tzedakah the way you give tzedakah. I wish that I could learn Torah the way that you learn Torah. I wish I could be a Baal Chesed. I wish I could daven like that. But I wish I had your mezuzahs. I wish I had your tefillin. I wish I had your lulav and esrog. That's a problem. So he, in fact, does not apply the answer to that. Okay, so this
can
is the
bit. Can you use it in a different way?
That's why I want it, yeah. Why do you think I want it? Why do you think I want it because it's less mahudr?
No, but is that such a
worst?
Well, think about it. I want to do it in a more hidden way. I can't afford it at this point.
Right, so if you can't afford it, you're not going to buy it from me.
Right, I'm saying.
Right, so we're talking about someone who can afford it, right? Right, I go in there and I watch your Spiesen, and I want the Yahalom, right? Then that's a problem. All right.
Leon Black bought it for $9.3 million.
Black. Okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm.